Is that a meteorological term?
Yes, that's what the weather rat said. It's gray, it's cold, and gross, and raining.
Ooh, let me check the weather rat and see what it says here to me.
And I do have to laugh because as I'm walking down the street to the streetcar, I was listening to this show. I'm not sure you've ever heard it, Big Fatty Online. And he was talking about his weather rat and the camera falling, the sky cam or whatever falling and showing the grass being wet and rained on and everything. So I thought, wait a second, the weather rat's here.
So apparently there's something wrong with the weather rat. I'm getting an alert error. The operation couldn't be completed. KCL error, domain error one.
Okay, well let me...
That's typical of the Big Fatty Online product. So let me check the auxiliary rat here and see what that one has to say.
I was going to say try this.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's gray, it's cold, and gross.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1502. I say chew for two. I say Tuesday, the 29th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little chew.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about some little shows, and we're going to play some more of those 1500th episode voice letters, yes? Hello, Ratters. Big Fatty, is that referring to that Dr. Stone and the turnip head talking about you? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yes, Poodle, it is. Because, y'all, I don't know what's wrong with Dr. Stone. But y'all, there's something fishy. Something fishy. Big Fatty Volga. But y'all, something's fishy with him. Because, y'all, he tried to activate the Weather Rat on the BFO app. Now, there are parts of the BFO app that are not working anymore, but the Weather Rat is working just fine for Big Fatty. I don't know what old Dr. Stone has done. He's probably pushed some sort of mechanical, because, you know, those old souls, they get confused by the technology. Yes, Big Fatty, are you going to do a technology? No. But y'all, the other thing that Big Fatty can't believe, y'all, have you heard the latest Live It Up little show, y'all, the Dr. Stone? And y'all, I talked to Dr. Stone on the cellular telephonic device. No, I didn't. I used the the FaceTime. And y'all, do you think he told me he had bought a new car? No, Big Fatty, you had no idea. It's true, I didn't. But y'all, he's gone out, and y'all, he's evidently, this is Daniel Bieber Advice Week. Yes, Big Fatty. Because Daniel Bieber had suggested that Dr. Stone just get rid of his old clunker and get him a new car, and y'all, he's done it. And Daniel Bieber suggested that I do the levelator with all of my little show, and y'all, I did it yesterday, and y'all, that Daniel Bieber says, sadly, I can hear everything now. Be ready. But anyway, and y'all, I was correct, or semi-correct about Straight Bob saying I get more ass than a public toilet seat. However, y'all, he said, Big Fatty had three gentleman callers in one weekend, and I hadn't had three lady callers in the whole year. And Big Fatty, but there was another one after you recorded. Well, okay, there may have been four gentlemen callers. Big Fatty, please. I guess y'all went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, there was a cat. And y'all, it is from that Moose P. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. And y'all, but it's in an orange envelope. Big Fatty, you better wait and open that one with the other two orange cards. So we're just going to set that aside, Moose. But I wanted to let you know that it had arrived. And y'all, guess what else has arrived? I don't know, Big Fatty. There's a package there. Well, here's a clue. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, believe it or not, now I know some of you are going, no, Big Fatty, it's too soon for Grandma. But y'all, you know Big Fatty's rule. You don't do the crema before Halloween, but come November the 1st, y'all, it's crema season. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, Big Fatty, a couple of weeks ago had a coupon. And, y'all, I went and I ordered the 2013 BFO crema cards, and y'all, they've come in. And I just thought I'd open them up and take a look at them and let you know yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear God, how many did I order? Big Fatty, we don't know. There's an ass load of them, though. Let's see here. Yes. Okay, well, there are the envelopes. Let's see. We've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 envelopes. 60. 70, 80 envelopes. Big Fatty, you ordered 80 crema cards? Well, you know, since the stinky orangutans still haven't sent out their 2012 crema cards, I thought I'd just order some extras. You know, Big Fatty, they're never going to send them out, especially since they didn't get nominated for a podcast award under Best Religious. So anyway, there they are. All right, that looks like, oh, Big Fatty, you put my name on it. I did, but Big Fatty, you didn't put my picture on it. I did not. Okay, I like that. I think that looks nice. All right, so y'all, we're set to go. I've got to get the crema stamps. But other than that, I think we're set to go. Big Fatty, I'm just filled. I'm filled with what am I filled with? I have no fucking idea. Born is the king.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa, and I am calling to congratulate you on 1,500 shows. You know, I started listening back on show one, the halftime of the Blooper Soul, and if back then someone said you would have put 1,500 shows in the can, I would say that's a stretch. But regardless, here we are. Congratulations. Love you, man. Ciao.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Guru Nudie in Tampa. And y'all, keep Guru Nudie in your thoughts today, because y'all, he is off to El Hospitalo, which, of course, is Mexican for El Hospitalo. Big Fatty. Because y'all, he's getting that second titanium hip of a lifetime. Big Fatty. And so y'all, he's gonna, and y'all, I read on the Twitty that on Thursday night for the gay crema, he's just gonna sit, you know, cause you know he'll be all bruised up and everything from the surgery. He's just gonna sit there with his hip hanging out, and there'll probably be some sort of ankle bracelet on him next week. Big Fatty, that's terrible.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Ed and Mark. Hi, Poodle. Hey. Oh, hello, Poodle McDoodle.
Hey.
We heard a little rumor that your 1,500 show is coming up, episode 1,500.
Yeah.
I think that was from Daniel Biba.
Oh.
Daniel Bieber?
He's the one that told us. But, I mean, I would know. I mean, I listen to him every day. You don't listen to anything he does, well, Mark.
I listen to Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I listen to him all the time, and I love Shark Tank.
Well, you know, Big Fatty, we love you, and congratulations on the big 1500.
You don't look a day over 30.
100.
Oh, that was me.
Poor Big Fatty.
But here's to 1,500 more.
Love you, Fatty.
Love you, Big Fatty. Bye, Pluto.
Bye. Yeah, that's... Oh, y'all, that was Mark and Ed from the It's All About Jeremy show. And first of all, did I say thank you for calling to Guru Nudie? I don't know if I did or not. I think I just wished him well in the hospital. But Guru Nudie and Mark and Ed, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your voices, and it's just awfully kind of you. And Big Fatty, they talked to me too. I just thought that was very special.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Scotty calling. Now, Kathy Bacon sent me a message to say that if I called you on Friday, I would be the 1,500th caller, and that means I'm going to win a prize. So thank you in advance, and congratulations to me. Can you tell I'm at the train? That was the Gatwick Express zooming past me. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the little Aussie battler on location in London. Yes, Big Fatty. And Scotty, I can assure you that the 1,500th caller, you know, let's just look and see who was the 1,500th caller now that Scotty has brought it up. Big Fatty, you should be better prepared. Let's just see who it was. Because, y'all, we're getting close to 1,900. The 1,500th caller, y'all, do you know who it was? I know somebody who loves the Crema music knows who it was. Big Fatty, there can only be one person that likes that Crema music, and that'd be that Hattie. I'm correct.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Big Ricky. A little birdie told me that your 1,500th show is coming up, you know, because I don't listen. But anyway, I was calling to tell you happy 1,500th show. That's a lot of talking, about 20 minutes of content for all 1,500 shows. It's probably worth listening to. But anyway, I miss you. Vegas was fun, and I cannot wait to hang out soon. I don't know when that'll be, but whatever. Maybe if I start listening to your show, I can hang out with you a little bit more, right? Whoopsie. Alrighty, I will talk to you later, and have a good one.
Y'all, that is...
Monkeys.com.
Big Fatty, you know he does that every damn time, and you act surprised every damn time. Well, y'all, that was Big Ricky from the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, we've got this coming Sunday night, the 3rd of November. Y'all, and I, by the way, I was told by my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, that it's Movember, because, you know, that's the, you know, it's Mo means mustache. So, Big Fatty, would that make Hattie, I'm a Momo? Big Fatty, that's silly. What was I saying? But Big Ricky, thank you so much for the well wishes, and you know, you've just got another 1,000 to go to Big Ricky. Talk about a content provider.
Hello, lovey. Your mechanicals, you reckon? Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ! 1,500 episodes. 1,500? Dear Christing fuck, haven't you shit enough on this planet 1,500 times? And that means we have to go through 1,500 more before you stop? Stop now. Think of the other people in the world. It's not just about you. You fat this. Congratulations on 1,500, sweetheart. We love you and your little show. Oh, your mechanicals. Oh, my Christy fuck. Bye.
Bye. I mean, y'all, that is, of course, the Vaughn's Yo, Yo, Yo from the semi-monthly Vaughn show. Big Fatty. And Vonzi, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It was just lovely. And, you know, your voice sounded very magical there at the beginning of the call. Maybe you should look into work where you can use your voice to a big fatty, just digging it deeper, just digging it deep. I'm just getting ready for Digger.
According to the Wikipedia, 1,500 years ago, in 513, it was a horrible time to live in the Middle Age. A new calendar era was introduced, known as AB equal to Anno Big Fatto. It was the year when taxes were reduced and revolts started against vulgarity. Wars were started and many, many gentlemen callers suffered from the over-farting smell. Stone dildos were banned, and from that time on, only wood fists were allowed. 513, a great year, and 1,500 years later, nothing changed. Only denomination from Middle Age to the Fat Age. Poor us, the servants, as we are doomed to listen for the next 1,500 years episodes. Thank you for reading and asking the Wikipedia for facts 1,500 years ago, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is the crazy Mexican Big Fatty. I think he wants a job with the BFO. It sounds to me like he wants to take over as the historian. He's just reading from that Wikipedia. And it's just lovely. I love to hear a little story. And it's just lovely. Well, Poodle, you never know. You never know with those crazy Mexicans what they're going to do. So anyway, y'all, that is, of course, that Hat M. And Hat M, thank you so much. Y'all, that must have called. That must have cost 10 or 20 flululus to get that whole story out. And had him, because it was such a long distance call, I'm just going to say, Betty, it's never not funny. So anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from us, and y'all, there's still more calls. There's still more calls, but I want to do this. I guess y'all were back over here at Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, there's still, I know there's more pictures. Old Spot and Crazy is must be getting ready for Gay Crema. Y'all, the last one we saw was from that Peter G of the two girls working hard at the Milwaukee Brewery, Laverne and Fatty. And y'all, then the Robs have sent a photo. It says, Big Fatty photo bombs the Robs in Madison, Wisconsin, or was he just looking for some of the Wisconsin cheese? Big Fatty, please. With those two, you're cutting the cheese, maybe. Rob One. Rob One sent that one. You know, Rob One has sent another one. It's to get ready for Gay Crema. Y'all, there's some sort of spooky thing here. It says, the spirit of Big Fatty has taken up residence at the Robs for Gay Crema. That'll scare away all the trick-or-treaters. And y'all, Big Fatty's on a pumpkin, and he's levitating in some sort of mirror. Big Fatty, you look a little green. Oh, dear, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And, y'all, I want to remind everybody now, remember this coming Sunday night, we fall back. So you get an extra hour of sleep. Of course, if you're like Big Fatty, it'll take you an hour to move all the clocks back. And y'all, don't forget this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Pride 48. It'll be the very first State of the Station. What do you think of that, Turnip Head?
It's gray, it's cold, and gross.
Oh, no, that's state of the station. It's going to be lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.